You've been waiting to see what I was going to say today. We're going to talk to you about today, or I'm going to talk to you about today, about the strength to win. This is something that, yes, I will relate to football today, but this is something that deals with us daily in our Christian walk. It deals with us daily in all the trials that we face, difficulties. It's something that we all need to hear. Amen. You see, the famous game is coming up today, the Super Bowl. This is Super Bowl 51 between the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons today. Now, many of you may not watch football. That's fine if you don't watch football. Many of you may not like sports at all. That's fine. But I'm going to use it to talk about our Christian walk. You see, these teams, to get there, they had to practice, they had to strengthen, they had to communicate, and they had to execute to get to this game. They didn't just get there by someone giving it to them. They had to work hard. If you don't know a lot about the NFL, those guys are professionals. Every one of them achieved a high level in order to even be there. It took a lot of preparation and perseverance to achieve at the levels that these guys are doing. And then ladies, the cheerleaders, the staff, it takes all to get there. Well, I want to go back a little bit, and I want to remember my 2A state championship game at Wallace Rose Hill. In 1994, we brought the first championship to Wallace Rose Hill. They had never had that before. And I was part of that team, and I want to tell you that we practiced. August the 1st was the start day. We knew that we were going to start practicing then. But you know, it wasn't just then that we started. We lifted weights. And I know you guys aren't going to believe this. We had prayer. And we went through and we did different studies. We had different things. We would watch films. We would go through different motions. We would go through different calisthenics to get us prepared and ready for that game, for any game. Well, we kept on and we were doing well, and we were beating everybody. But we were working as a team. And we had strengthened ourselves. We had worked together as a team. We had conditioned ourselves for the difficulties that we were going to face. You see, we were able to make it to that championship game, and we played at Chapel Hill. I was kind of glad about that, Miss Dean. I ain't going to lie. You know, we were in the North Carolina Tar Heels locker room. We actually got the home side. It was nice, very nice. We played Lincolnton. I'll never forget that game. That game started out, they kicked off. We kicked off to them. And that guy, I want to say his name was Amor White. I'm telling you that, that name rings a bell. I don't know why. But anyway, this guy, he ran it all the way back. They ended up with the first 7 points. And anybody know about football games or whatever, I'm sitting here on the sidelines, and I saw that, and I just knew it was going to be a long night. I said, what in the world have we got ourselves into this foggy night in Chapel Hill, North Carolina? You see, Lincolnton was our giant. Lincolnton was our difficulty that we had to face. We had to be prepared. As in life, you know that you're going to get thrown all kinds of things in this game the same way. We never knew what their secret plays were going to be. We never knew We knew a lot about what they run by looking at tapes, but we didn't know exactly. You know, it's a little different when you meet face to face with your giant, with your difficulty, with something that's coming against you, like our devil. You see, in that game, we didn't quit. We went to the final horn, bell, whistle, whatever. We ended up winning that game 35-24. And again, we brought the first state 2A title back to Wallace Rosso. I played center. I played the whole game. I was very tired when I got done, but it didn't matter because of the achievements that we had just done. So here, I tell you all this to tell you that football is like the game of life. You see, although we need to strengthen ourselves, and we do, we work at it as Christians. We work at getting ready. We work at doing different things to prepare ourselves for the many difficulties or giants that we're going to face. We need to understand that it's going to take work. It's going to take dedication. It's going to take communication with your God. And it's going to take execution. Because we could be the most knowledgeable person in the Bible, but if we don't do what it says, you might as well have not spent all your time. You said, well, Sammy, that don't make no sense. I'm telling you, if we would have learned all those plays but not executed those plays, we wouldn't have won. Same with your life. If you don't execute what the Bible says, are you going to be on the winning team? Turn in your Bibles to Proverbs 24:10. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. I was looking up all kinds of scriptures to deal with strength, to deal with our Christian walk and things like that. And so I found a couple. There's about three or four here that we'll go over today. But I do want you to stand for this one. Proverbs 24:10, as we read His Word. And it's a small one, so by the time you get up, you'll be able to sit back down. But it's very powerful. And Solomon, speaking here in Proverbs, said, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. You may be seated. Now, and I'm going to pray over this, but I want to tell you what adversity is. Adversity is difficulties. If you faint in the day of difficulties, your strength is small. We have not prepared ourselves enough to face our giants in life. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank You today for this message. Lord, I thank You for Solomon and Proverbs and how he allowed us to see this. And as we talk about this scripture here, as we talk about the many trials and difficulties we will face and how we must condition ourselves to be ready for that game we call life. I praise You and I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. So, here Solomon is discussing that we will face trouble and obstacles in our life. You see, he's telling us and he's preparing us to let us know that it's not all going to be hunky-dory. It's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be your roses on Valentine's Day, ladies. I'm just telling you that there's going to be more difficulties than that. I could just think that us guys are just going to mess it up. We sometimes just may not do the right thing that you like, ladies. Men, I know we do everything right. Sometimes our ladies just don't see it like we do. But times of trouble for us can help us. You say, how's times of trouble going to help us? Well, because you condition yourself, because you've been through that, you know kind of what to expect. Whether good or bad, you go into a situation, and the next time you face that situation, you're better because you've done it before. You say, well, Sammy, I don't want to go through that stuff, you know, that I've gone through before. That's fine. That's why we get conditioned. That's why we strengthen ourselves. That's why we communicate with our Lord Jesus, and that's why we execute what we need to do. You see, as we go back through those things, then we're better prepared. As we go back to another game in life that we call it, another situation that we're facing another opponent, then you have to be ready. You have to pull out everything you have. You have to use everything that you studied for. You have to remain calm and know that God is in control. Amen. You see, we have to learn not to complain about our problems and know that our God is shaping us to be that better person. You see, I don't understand. You know, I've gone through some stuff and, well, it just ain't helped me. Go back through that stuff and have Him on your side. Have Him being your quarterback, controlling the game. Have Him being the coach that's going to give you that next play. We mess it up when we do it ourselves. You see, our problem is that we think we know everything. We don't want to listen. A team cannot go out and win a game if they don't listen to their coach. You can't see everything. You say, I can see perfectly, except for Oscar, he's only got one eye. I can see perfectly with what's going on. We still love you, Oscar. I can see perfectly what's going on. No, you can't. Because on the football field, I'll just use this for an example, they got people up there that's watching. One guy's watching the defense. One guy's watching the offense. And then they got a video camera up there going. If you watch the NFL, you can see they're getting it on their iPads and all kinds of stuff, instant replays of what's going on. Well, just think about it like this. That's our God out there. He's seeing everything we're doing. He's telling you you're doing something wrong. You know, that Holy Spirit inside of us that tells us that something's wrong. You know, that Holy Spirit inside of us that's saying that, oh no, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. But our problem is that we don't want to listen. We can't go in and have the strength to win if we don't want to listen to what our God has to say. 1 John 5, 4 and 5. And I picked this up out of the New Living Translation. I like this version a little bit better for what I was doing. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. You see, we can receive victory through our faith. If you don't have faith, if you don't have God on your side and you're going into a battle, it's not going to turn out like David and Goliath. I can tell you that. You have to have that David had to have the faith so big and so mighty that he knew that his God was going to protect him, that his God was going to help him when he faced that giant. You see, we need to have that faith when we're dealing with our troubles every day. We forget to think about him. We forget to say that he's in control. We want to, again, do it by ourselves. I heard a brother talking about that you did this or that you're doing that and all that, and you got to give your glory to God. You didn't just do it by happen so. God gave you that ability. God will help you through it if you allow him. He will give you the strength to win. I don't know if it's so much the win. Well, it is a win. Now, don't get me wrong. But you're going to be on the better side.
That's right.
See, everybody thinks their side is good. Everybody going to cheer just as hard. Well, if you're trying to live a Christian life and you're on that team, this other team over here that says it's okay to do this kind of stuff and we're sinning, us the sinners over here, and we're the Christian side. You see, there's just as many sinners over there fighting for that team to win. There's just as many sinners over there that's saying, oh, it's all right, come on and do this. And you know in your heart that it's wrong. You're facing this problem and you really don't know what to do. You feel like you've done everything that you can do. Hold on. Stand firm. Believe that God is still in control.
Amen.
No matter what. See, our problem is we don't understand why in the time that he does his work. We don't understand his timing.
Right.
We don't understand what is going on. I couldn't have told you last month that I'd be losing my job. But I can tell you as I stand before you today, that God has blessed us tremendously. And God has brought us through things that I didn't think we'd be able to go through. God has blessed me and Dana with being able to be together more in these last few weeks. I don't know if she's liked it, but it's been pretty good for me. I talked about it last night, you know, that she was able to go and visit with me at the hospital and go and see my dad last night at the hospital and just be together. I mean, we take those things for granted.
Yep.
With the Word, we can become strong as we want to be. We can help to achieve our destiny. We can control our future with God.
Amen.
You see, if you ain't giving your part, why do you expect him to give you his? He is there for us. He said that he would never leave us nor forsake us, no matter what we're going through, that he is not going to leave us alone, that he is always going to be there. He's always going to be that cheerleader on the side to cheer you on. Christians, we need to practice. The way we practice is that we read our Bibles daily. We condition our lives with him daily.
Amen.
We have got to stay strong to keep this evil from infiltrating our world. It's here already. We got to push it out. The problem is that it's taken over all kinds of things. Churches, you name it. I said it, churches.
Yep.
The devil has been invited in to some churches, and they can't even see it.
Right.
Stay true to the Word, and the Word will stay true to you. The Holy Spirit will take over if you allow him to. You see, once we're saved and we accept Jesus into our heart, we receive the Holy Spirit. That's how he guides us and directs us in everything we do. You see, we have got to rely on him. Again, when we go out there and try to do it on our own, we're going to mess it up. Man, it's just like trying to put something together and not read the instructions. We're not going to do that well with it. You can't go out here and wing this Christian thing.
That's right.
You can't go out there and expect to get the glories that you want to receive, the glories that God has to offer, if you don't want to give it all.
That's right. Amen.
It's hard, I know. But we've got more time than we say we do.
Amen.
Isaiah 40, 28 through 31 said, "Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives the power to the weak and the strength to the powerless." Let me read that again. He gives the power to the weak and the strength to the powerless. If you ask, you shall receive. That's what the Bible tells us. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Amen. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
Right.
You see, if you got a downtime in your life, I'm telling you that Jesus can bring you out of it. That Jesus can get you back on that mountain you want to be on. Get you out of that valley that you're in. And I tell you that He will provide a way. You said, "I just don't understand and it's not opening up to me. I don't understand. I can't see it." It's right there, I promise. If you remain faithful, it will be right there for you. You see, the Word is our spiritual food, just the same as regular food. We cannot live without it.
Right.
You go a day and try not eating and see how you feel. I'm not really going to try to miss no meal. That is not in my game plan. But how many times will we forget to read our Bibles? Forget to read our Bibles now. And I'm not bragging, but you go in my house, you can find a Bible at every corner. You go to my bookshelf, I got several different versions and everything. But yet I'll still go to bed sometimes and not get all that I needed. I know I'm not the only one. That's why I use me as an example. You see, we can't live without our spiritual food. It will make us weak, and we're unable to function properly. You know, we again have to train our bodies to overcome the opponent. And the opponent in this case is the devil. The devil will be there. Every time that we're going down, he's going to be right there to help us. "Hey, baby, how you doing? It's all right, baby. It's okay." And you're going to give in to that every time. Every time. "Come on, I got something for you. Drink this. It'll make you better." Before long, you've given in to it. "Oh, take this pill, it'll work." Before long, you're addicted to it. Our spiritual bodies need to be fed regular. Our problem is that you can't turn to the TV and always expect that to happen. You see, you can't fill it with bad language, with our bad TV shows, and gossip. If so, you will never overcome this world of sin. We cannot give in to the sins of this world because it will take us over, just like a domino effect. You push one down, it'll keep on going. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." Why do we want to lose in this game called life? And why wouldn't we want the strength to win? You see, He gives it to us. He allows us to overcome. You see, we're all facing giants. We're all facing an opponent or struggles that we have to deal with daily, weekly, monthly, even annually. There's things in our life we are not happy with. We have to remember to prepare and to condition ourselves. No matter what you face, God gives you the strength to win. I want to end with this is a quote by Thomas Edison. And it remains true for most that I have seen. Many of life's failures are people who didn't realize how close they were to success when they give up. Church, I'm here to tell you today that your God has not given up on you. He said He would never leave you nor forsake you. Whatever you're dealing with today, God gives us that strength to win. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank You for the opportunity today. Lord, we know no matter what that You are our strength to win. Lord, that You will allow us to overcome any giant, any team, anything that we are facing, anything that we are coming up against, Lord, that You will be there for us, that You will carry us through. You see, I think about footprints in the sand, Lord, and I know that You're there. And I know that no matter what, You're going to get me through it. You're going to get all of us through it. Because church, today it's time that we give up those sins in our life and turn towards Him. Lord, it's time today that they come to realize, that we all come to realize, that You are the only one that's going to get us through. Lord, I pray today that each and every heart today will show love for You. It's time to quit playing church. It's time to quit playing. It's time to get your life right, because You have given us the strength to win. Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name.